أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are my dear lovely friends? I hope and pray that you all are in afiyat, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's aman, and in best levels of iman and taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all as you are on such a sacred journey. I'm hoping that your journey must be going on very nicely as you are achieving so much. And inshallah ta'ala will achieve way more than that in coming days. And you have to climb up to the peak. Are you all happy as you are receiving new ayahs every week, which you memorize with love and total concentration? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You all are memorizing in the best manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve the steps you are taking on this journey. Ameen. Has anyone got scared or got worried on the thought that how will they memorize such a big surah? If any thought like this ever crossed your mind, then you know what you should do. Rabbuna Allah. We have Allah, right? And now we have decided. We made a promise to ourselves. And when we declared our decision and are determined in our hearts to execute it, then we do not experience hunger, thirst, fear, grief, worries, or we feel tired. Why is so? Because we just have one worry, and that is we have to memorize Suratul Kahf with all its rules and conditions and have to apply it, right? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Indeed, people who said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, and they became steadfast on it, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. When they wholeheartedly became faithful, then what happened to them? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then angels are set down on them. Right? This is not me saying. It is in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consoling you. That it is said about those people who said Allah is our only Rabb and were determined wholeheartedly on it. They did not go back. They did not leave the group. They did not turn their backs. Instead, they held their grounds. They stood on their grounds. On what hope? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Then the angels come to console and comfort you. How? Neither you fear nor you grieve. And do not get worried because of any problem you experience. Do not grieve upon any upcoming problems or for anything lost or taken away from you. If you lost anything, then the thing about to come will be better than what you lost. You gave time where it was necessary and important, and which is lost was not important at all. We only gain important things after losing unimportant ones. So lot of encouragement in this ayah, that be strong, have courage, move forward, and stop grieving over the lost things. And next words are, وَأَبْشِرُوا, and glad tidings. Glad tidings about what? بِالْجَنَّةِ, of Jannah. So, for that we have to aim all our struggles. Towards that we have to run. This is the ayah number 30 of Surah Hameem Sajda. Such a beautiful ayah. Now you are memorizing Suratul Kahf. If you experience any problem or hindrance, then remember, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتْ, and remember your Rabb when you forget. It is also a beautiful ayah, and with it, your level of iman will be boosted way up, inshallah ta'ala. It is not a wazifa. Do not think that way, but memorize after understanding it. When you ponder over parts of the ayah, it gives you a better understanding to how, when, what, why, and who. That's why you are told to do ayah by ayah method. Revise it with your buddy. Recite it every night 3 times. These ayahs will come to you again and again, only if you will decorate them in your hearts. Do not fear, do not worry. Just seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep on moving forward. Right? Hasbi Allah. Leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you need to do, but be steadfast. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that مَنْ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. To whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide to do good, He subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him understanding of deen. So, our goal is not only memorizing Suratul Kahf, but to understand it, to ponder over it, and ask guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked in the beginning that we have to get the noor, the light of guidance, noor of ilm, knowledge, noor of understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that. Grant us the ability to honor and cherish that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done so many favors upon us. So how we will thank Him for all those favors? What we have to do? Do we get scared of these small hurdles and problems, leave all and run away? No, we will not leave our path. And we have to understand this book of guidance. We have to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam, and we have to recognize our Rabb. We will not only come towards Allah's kalam, but we will bring others too. This is one of the best righteous deeds, among the deeds of highest status. So do not get scared or nervous, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose His special people for this cause. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His prophets for this cause, and when that sequence was finished, then you and I were given that honorable job. You have to understand it, memorize it, have to apply upon yourself, and after have to spread to every nook and corner, inshallah ta'ala. You have embarked such a beautiful journey, whose destination is Jannah. So how you will go there? This blessing is not a common one. And please do not take this for granted. Take it as the most important task, so important that memorizing and understanding of Quran becomes a priority. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do that. And may He subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the best hikmah and faham of our Rabb's kalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you all on the highest status of ilm. Loads of du'as for you all. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma anta ja'alal qur'ana rabiya qalbi wa nura sadri وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي وغمي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.